I get it. Well, I think it's, I'm guessing, you know, at the price point of the APX, this thing can be had for a lot less than that. I'm going to say probably half, you know, and it's new. But, again, you know, there's always the surprise, like the Kenwood, you know. The software for the Kenwood is one radio and one computer, and you can't do anything else. I mean, there's always the, surprise. And Sean pointed that out, too. You got to be very cautious when you're the first person investing into all of this stuff, because if you look at all of the things that happens with all these radios, you know, you get all these cool features, but, you know, like, oh, you can't do UHF and PHF at the same time, or, oh, you can't do, you know, there's always the surprise. Okay, it's not what they're saying, it's what they're leaving out. So that's the kind of stuff, you know. Greg, I think, was playing around with the Midland radios, and was the same thing. You know, it was like by the time it was all said and done, and he mastered it, don't get me wrong, and it sounds really, really nice. They're the fire service radios, and he mastered it, but by the time it was all said and done, he basically had XTS money in it.